Within the next half an hour, the homeless figures for July will be published. In June, almost 16,000 people were recorded as homeless by the Department of Housing, with just under 5,000 of these children. For more on this, we're joined by the Executive Director at Simon Communities of Ireland, Bear Grogan. Bear, while the figures aren't out yet, what are your members seeing at the coalface?
Hi, Paul. Thanks so much for having us on. I suppose we're not expecting any good news at 2 o'clock when the figures are published. We're expecting another increase because that is what our Simon communities across the country are seeing. You know, it's increasing demand for services, increasing numbers of people looking for whether that's emergency accommodation or access to the food bank or some of the different services that are provided by the communities across the country. So, you know, we're taking kind of a dire expectation, I suppose, in that there will be record-breaking numbers, but in the worst possible way.
And can you tell us something about the services that you are providing to those increasing numbers who need it?
Yeah, so the Simon communities across Ireland provide a number of different services, and I'm sure some of your listeners might know their local ones like Cork Simon or Midwest and Galway. So some of them are kind of supported accommodation, some provide prevention services. So for example, in Galway Simon, they have a prevention project and they have a 97% success rate of preventing people from entering emergency accommodation through those projects. And that's something that as communities as a whole that we've been asking the government and the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform to in Budget 2026 to really think about those prevention measures. We would love to see people, you know, we need exits from homelessness, but we need to stop the vast numbers of people being forced to experience the trauma of homelessness every year. And to think now at the moment, it's about going back to school, you know, people getting into those routines. And if over the summer, you're a family with children that's maybe accessing a family hub or trying to access emergency accommodation, you can just imagine the stress and the concern that that's putting on families, and children would be able to feel that as well.
Has there been a time in the last few years when the figures reduced significantly? In other words, can you see a policy which has helped?
So interestingly, during the lockdown measures, during the worst of the pandemic, that's the only time. If you look at the trajectory over the last decade, the numbers have been going up and up and up, but there was a dip during the pandemic measures, and that was when we had the no-fault eviction ban. And there were other reasons, you know, that people, but that which could be why we've seen kind of a spike since then. You know, there's those insecurities in rental properties, the rent prices are continuously increasing, but that was the only time. So we do welcome the reforms that are due to come into effect next year, some of them, but we are still concerned about the affordability of rents across the country. You know, we see it every quarter in our locked out of the market reports as well, that there aren't any HAP properties available. So there, if you're in receipt of a housing assistance payment, you know, there's such small numbers around that people just don't have a choice.
We're also seeing a rise in the numbers of over 65s experiencing homelessness. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so it's something we chose to focus on a little bit last month. And it's something, you know, you said about our services across the country being at the coalface. And that's the thing, I suppose, is sometimes we see these trends before you get to kind of policy decisions about them. And it was the same when we saw younger people experiencing homelessness and people leaving state care. And what is happening, even though in, you know, of the 16,000, there's a couple of hundred, there is an increase month on month of over 65s. Looking for support. And what we're seeing is there are people who maybe never accessed a Simon community service before. So it could be relationship breakdown or the private rental sector again. But it's a new growing cohort of people who are in their pension years and don't have a secure and stable accommodation.
And is that a deep concern?
Absolutely. I mean, it's so upsetting when you think of anyone experiencing homelessness, no matter what their circumstances are. You know, the fact that we have children and babies been born into inappropriate and insecure housing, to the fact then that you could have gone through your life, maybe even volunteering and helping out with other charities that, or been a donor, to then get to a point that because of the unaffordability and because housing is seen as a commodity, you know, like okay. that's really the root of the problem. And we're going to be exploring more of these things during Simon Week at the end of September.
Executive Director of the Simon Communities of Ireland, Bear Grogan, thank you very much for joining us.